But I haven't the slightest idea. An iron tub, I guess.
Uh-huh. What would you heat water to make hot tea in?
A kettle.
And what could you fry eggs in?
Frying pan. Now, I like an iron frying pan.
Uh-huh.
Frying pan.
Did you ever see one that had little legs on it you could cook in the fireplace?
In pictures.
Uh-huh. But they never had those.
No, I've never had those. No.
What do you call the one that's heated with electricity? You just plug
an
it.
Electric frying pan.
Hmm?
An electric fry pan.
Okay. And if you were setting the table next to each plate for everybody to eat with, you'd give everybody a
knife and fork and spoon.
Okay. And nowadays, if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd put out steak.
Steak knives.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to go.
Wash the dishes.
Huh?
Wash the dishes.
And to get the suds off, she does what to them?
Sterilize them.
Or after she washes them, she does what?
Well, now, I usually run them under hot water, and then I just pick them up and put them away.
Uh-huh. What do you say you're doing when you run them under the water?
Rinsing them.
Okay, so you say after she washes them.
She rinses them.
Huh?
Rinse.
Okay. The cloth or rag you use when you're washing the dishes?
Sponge.
Or what if it's a cloth or rag? You call it a
dish rag or a dish cloth.
Which did you used to call it?
Dish rag.
What about to dry them?
A dish towel.
And to bathe your face, you have a little
washcloth.
Do you ever call it anything else?
Wash rag.
Okay. What about to dry yourself?
A towel.
And if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth to keep it from spilling out, you'd pour it through a
funnel.
And something that, if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with a
whip.
And something that people make out of sugar cane.
Sugar.
What about something sticky that they make?
Oh, it's cane syrup.
Okay.
Syrup.
Any other name for syrup?
Don't they use some of it? They call it sorghum.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear moot?
Molasses.
What's the difference?
Well, I do believe the molasses is, I don't know now exactly what the molasses is from, but that is stronger than the syrup.
Mm-hmm.
But what the molasses comes from, I don't know. But the cane syrup is just delicious. But I'd like to know what the molasses comes from.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't the slightest idea.
Have you ever heard them call long sweetening and short sweetening?
No. Uh-uh. Now, sorghum is from the remnants of the cane, I believe.
Mm-hmm. When you rub the cane, you grind it, you know, what do you call the
pulp? The pulp, huh?
Okay.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Do you ever hear bagasse or bagasse?
Yeah, right, uh-huh. That's what they use, uh-huh. That's what they... I see it stacked up, it's dried out and all
uh-huh.
stacked up, and they must use that in the field for flowers and things, I think.
What do they
call
it?
Bagasse. Uh-huh. Bagasse.
Huh. They have it around? You've seen it around?
I've seen it in